Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Tuesday, the ninth day of October 2012, and we're going to be here for the next 3 hours. And I'm sitting here thinking of words to describe how precarious the world's position is right now and how to describe how dangerous things are. And then I'm thinking, well, A, I can't think of words to describe how serious and dire our straits are. But B, then I sound like a fearmonger if I come on air and say, oh, my gosh, they've tried this several times in the past. They've got proxy wars raging. But now they're saying the green light is beginning to come to life when it comes to attacking Iran. So I will just cover the news, and you can make your own decisions about what this signifies. Now, I'm excited we've got Lindsey Williams coming on. A lot of listeners have asked him on. Now, the problem is it doesn't really do him justice. When 2 years ago on this show, because I remember him doing it, he said, you watch the Middle East, is even before the Arab Spring started, he said, you watch the Middle East is next. It's going to be revolution. It's engineered. But while all that's happening, watch China. Because China's the real target. And he said that actually a little more than 2 years ago. The Pacific fleet hadn't been doubled in size 2 years ago. In fact, it happened the last year. We've seen the Chinese president come out and say, prepare for war with the United States. In fact, guys, will you print me that? Chinese president says, prepare for war. Chinese general says, prepare for war. Chinese admiral says, prepare for war. They're all saying war, war, war. I mean, we've never heard such rhetoric in 50 years of CHICOMs. Well, they've been in 60 plus since 1949, when our own CIA is now declassified. They helped put Mao Zedong in, who the Chinese say killed 86 million. Our CIA says he killed 64, 65 million, whatever. I mean, the biggest mass murderer in history. And they've got restaurants named after him in London and Denver, Colorado. And they've got some club in Austin with Mao all over it. I mean, it's just very offensive. So we're going to be breaking all of that down with Lindsey in the second hour. And I'm going to really get him just to cut to the chase because he's you think I'm long-winded? I mean, he is in the dictionary next to the, you know, image long-winded. There's a picture of him. He's got real sources. I know who both of them are. One of them's been dead for over a year and a half. He's got one source left. And it doesn't mean his sources know everything, but they're Bilderberg Group level. And he's been right. Generally, about oil prices would go to 150, then they'd fall to 40. Everybody laughed at him in both counts. It happened. So his sources are real. I know who they are. Well, you know who one of them is now because he died of cancer a year and a half ago. We're going to get an update from Lindsey Williams here. And hopefully just get it all out in the first 30 minutes and then take 30 minutes of calls. I'm not sure if he's going to be here today. He lives in California, but he also is from Texas and has family here. Well, he has a place on the coast. Ron Hubbard, I think he's landing today. And I said, well, if you can come by, I want to meet with you after the show about buying one of your shelters, mainly for tornadoes, but they're bomb shelters. I mean, that's how concerned I am about things. And so I don't know if he's going to be in here the last 30 minutes, but he talked to him last week. He said he was coming to town. We'll see if he shows up just because I never really double checked on that. So we'll see if that comes up towards the end of the third hour today. Inside bomb shelter maker, the biggest in the country. And he says, you know, government people and bureaucrats and rich people are buying these like hotcakes. And the question is, you know, is that another indicator of what's going on? Big news straight ahead. We'll officially launch the show after this quick break. Infowars.com, and we're streaming video at PrismPlanet.tv.
Mm-hmm. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live and broadcasting worldwide. I am your host, Alex Jones. I am an American and a Texan. If you're a new listener who loves freedom, who loves liberty, and who wants to see the United States of America go back to being a constitutional republic and not a global imperial power slave of foreign megacorporations that use our name, our military, our ingenuity, our inventiveness, our boldness, our treasure to establish their world government. The globalists are dismantling the United States and consolidating and looting and robbing us while they use us to establish their private global corporate world government that has now been openly announced. Now, this is an incredibly important broadcast. Every day is, but it just gets more intense, more serious by the day. Here's the headline out of foreignpolicy.com. That's a Washington Post publication, basically of the CFR affiliation. A truly credible military threat to Iran. And it goes on to say the Israelis and Americans are zoning in on a strike option that has a real chance of deterring the mullahs and defusing Mitt Romney's attacks. 2 weeks after we published, or a week and a half after we published, the new issue of InfoWars magazine with the headline, October Surprise War, with a question mark. Last week, ABC News came out and said their White House sources are saying that they could launch an attack to win the election. And now Obama is meeting again with Benjamin Netanyahu. So that's out of foreignpolicy.com. Here's Haaretz or Haaretz.com, big Israeli newspaper. U.S.-Israel considering joint surgical strike on Iran's nuclear facilities. And hey, it's not a war. If you just bomb them, it's not a war. I mean, if you blow up Libya and kill tens of thousands and bring al-Qaeda in, it's not a war if your president's a Peace Prize winner. If you attack Syria for 9 months, ship in tens of thousands of al-Qaeda, blow up the churches, blow up the mosque, kill the Alawite Muslims, kill the Shiite Muslims, and have Turkey for now 7 days shelling hundreds of square miles of Syria, it's not a war. So we're going to be going over all that. I mean, this is really moving quickly. We're going to be breaking all of that down. But here it is. I mean, you got ABC News. You've got the Washington Post. You've got Haaretz. You've got the Daily Mail. Hundreds of publications, hundreds, are saying that they're zoning in. And oh, it's only a surgical strike. It's no big deal. We're just going to attack Iran. And separately, you've got the Secretary of Defense, Panetta, saying this may be a wider regional war. You got the former SecDef Gates saying it will be a, quote, catastrophe. But everything's fine. Nothing to worry about as Europe melts down, as the dollar's devalued, and as all over the country, regular Army and Marines, from Texas to California to South Carolina to Florida, they're just regular Army running checkpoints. No, it's no big deal. Oh, there's the Army. Oh, they're just got a checkpoint. They're just going to search you. Oh, TSA in all 50 states. Yeah. And Paul Watson had an article. In fact, I've got to read it today. It doesn't matter if I have two guests coming on. Will you guys reprint me Paul Watson's article yesterday that I mentioned? But it has just over 10 examples of Congress people and others saying the TSA punished them by grabbing their genitals. And now they say, take the body scanner. We're going to crush your genitals. And then they tell you it's punishment, or they don't let you fly and say it's punishment, or they rob you and then admit it's punishment on video. This is all confirmed. So either go in the microwave oven or we're going to torture you. I mean, I've got to get to that today, too. IMF sees alarmingly high risk of deeper global slump. But I thought we left the recession 4 years ago, even though every private economist out there that I've talked to says we never left the recession. And if you have a recession for more than a year with no growth and continued slumps in the quarters, that's called a depression. If you add in over 20% unemployment, and we've really got 22% for 4 years and growing. Not the, I mean, I guess Obama could say it was zero and, you know, have his labor department say that. I mean, he could promise he didn't have sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky, like Bill Clinton did. Or he could promise he wasn't going to sign the NDAA and, of course, sign it. Or promise you're not going to hire a single lobbyist and hire more than George Bush and Bill Clinton combined. Or, you know, lie about everything. Because people like to believe the lies, I guess. Let's break some of this down. This story is linked up at drudgereport.com on the right-hand side. It's an Infowars.com article, PrisonPlanet.com article. DHS to test spy drones for public safety applications. Well, they're already doing it. And then a few months ago, they had hundreds of newspapers and a concerted disinformation campaign. We covered it here. Come out and say, we're insane. They're not going to use the drones for law enforcement. They're not going to arm them. And DHS is doing nothing with drones as DHS uses predator drones to arrest U.S. citizens in places like North Dakota and Texas. Doesn't matter. They came out and said, I'm a liar. It doesn't exist. Okay, well, there you go. And I've talked to listeners who've been confronted by their family saying, hey, they said there's no drones. That guy's a liar. I read to you two different news articles yesterday out of Texas alone saying there are no side effects in vaccines. They do not cause side effects, period. Don't listen to wild rumors, close quote. And then I read from the CDC saying death, epilepsy. I mean, you can get permanent epilepsy, not just seizures, epilepsy for the rest of your life. And the broken teeth and the pulled muscles and the brain damage and all that goes with it, all the wonderful things that go with it. You can just get it all. You can certainly get it all. And it said right there, it can cause you to go into a coma. And But again, we're wild conspiracy theorists. Okay, speaking of starting again, we're going to go to break here in a few minutes, and we're going to come back and continue with the news and information. But there is an engineered world financial collapse being carried out against this planet, and the globalists have bragged in the Financial Times of London, BBC, Associated Press, Reuters, you name it, they brag everywhere about what they've done. And we are sitting here watching our society being dismantled in front of our very eyes. And so when we come back, I'm going to get into the move towards selling the public on an attack on Iran. The minute Syria falls to Al-Qaeda, and that is who the main force leading it, and around half the soldiers are Al-Qaeda with NATO and Turkey, that means our government behind it, attacking them. And it's incredibly immoral, and you've got Obama and Mitt Romney fighting and debating with each other on who is the greatest warmonger just talking about how horrible the leadership of Syria is, who didn't attack anybody and who'd been trying to work with the West, just like Libya had come in out of the cold 7 years ago, invested the country's money with the West, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan and others, and then was set up. Rebels were brought in out of Saudi Arabia and Egypt, Al-Qaeda, who are just totally destroying the country. We're going to be getting into that today. Also, the big economic news, IMF sees alarmingly high risk of deeper global slump, and we're going to get into the Greeks protesting against Merkel and others, and that takeover that is taking place, and we have Lindsey Williams joining us as well, giving us a breakdown of what his sources say is coming next in this chapter, because we'll be breaking it down straight ahead.
You take a mortal man and put put them in control. Watch him become a god.
Watch people's heads a roll.
Watch people's heads a roll.
And imagine once we have the world government in total control via computers, paramilitary forces, drones, and robots over every area of the world. Imagine how hellish it's going to be. Again, ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. I am Alex Jones, your host, and we are going to be opening the phones up coming up in the next segment. Let me just give you some of the headlines that we have here. CNN, your behavior will be controlled by a brain chip. Smartphone will be implanted within 75 years. And they always say it's going to be 75 years, when really it's going to be 15, 20 years if you read what the Pentagon's saying. Because if they come out with the latest update, well, people are going to have it. And already it's attachments on your glasses, attachments inside your ear. And the transhumanists, who are really eugenicists, they say that that's how they're going to force you to accept all this. Paul Joseph Watson writes about this at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. 13,000 people exposed to big pharma shots contaminated with rare fungal meningitis. And what's the media's answer? Take vaccines, of course. So we're going to be breaking down those reports. I've got this out of the Chicago Sun-Times. Cook County mulling violence tax on guns and ammunition, because the guns and ammunition made Chicago the murder capital of the world. A culture of welfare and big government and gangsterism is what did this to the great city of Chicago, where they've got near total gun restrictions. But in the county outside, well, Illinois has got restrictive gun laws, victim disarmament laws, but you can still get ammo and guns. So they want taxes on firearms, and they want taxes on, 10 cents per bullet, and even proposed charging 50 cents per bullet. So that's what's going on there, and with a big bill also on each firearm. As if legal citizens, criminals buy them on the street, they rob them out of your house. Anybody who knows that knows criminals don't follow gun laws. That's why New York, Chicago, L.A., places with draconian anti-gun laws, have the highest crime rates in the country. Sure, even in a bad economy, in areas where you have the Second Amendment, you may have your car get broken into, you may get stuff stolen out of your garage, but they don't do the breaking and entering, the home invasions. I mean, the statistics are off the chart in areas where you have disarmed victims. So we have that report there, and then, of course, we reported on this Sunday, and then on the Monday show. People thought we were joking Sunday when I just mentioned this, and then I saw comments and things on InfoWars going, wow, I thought you were joking on the radio, and went to the site and saw that this is in WWJ-TV. It's in the Associated Press, Fox News. Enter at your own risk. Police union says warlike Detroit is unsafe for visitors, and they're posting signs up. And, of course, what do they want? They want higher pay. So it's a form of holding people hostage, saying, give us more pay, or we're going to put signs up saying, enter at your own risk. And they are getting shot. They are getting killed. It's what government and globalism and NAFTA and GATT and the union selling out does. Now the unions just want to legalize illegal aliens and, give their money to ban the Second Amendment. So, the unions are basically shot. They sold you out to NAFTA and GATT. So I don't blame the police, being upset. I mean, take Oakland. They announced 2 years ago 35 crimes they won't respond to, including home invasions, you name it. But they're going to be there still revenue generating. And hundreds and hundreds of sheriff's departments, police departments have announced, some of them 60, 80% cuts, many of them 50% cuts in the number of officers. But don't worry, there's more federal officers. I see federal police vehicles, big black armored vehicles, police cars, you name it, just driving around everywhere. It's totally illegal, but so's having troops on the streets. violates posse comitatus and other laws, but so what? Enter Detroit at your own risk. Police tell Tiger fans. Also, Monsanto found guilty of chemical poisoning in landmark case. You know, I'm very upset, and I'm trying to maintain my cool here today. I got so upset earlier, I literally had to go off air, which doesn't happen quite often. That's why you heard music for a few minutes, because I've tried to tell myself I'm not going to start screaming today. Not going to start screaming, but World War III gets me pretty upset. We're going to break that down and give the number out.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live, and I want to ask you, the listeners, you see the economic meltdown worldwide. We see governments moving forward with scientific systems of authoritarian control. We now have headlines that Obama may preempt Romney in the Washington Post and ABC News by attacking Iran. So they're admitting it's about politics now, just hiding it in plain view. Kind of like I can play Fox News pieces, BBC pieces, ABC News pieces. I've played them here on air where they show U.S. troops guarding and helping grow opium in Afghanistan that is then shipped into the United States. I mean, they hide in plain view that Pat Tillman was murdered for speaking out about it. They hide it in plain view that our troops are forced to grow drugs that are then shipped into our country, and then the police want to search your car for drugs, criminal elements of the government publicly shipped in. And now it's hidden in plain view that they're putting Al-Qaeda into Libya. They took it over a year and a half ago. Now they're taking over Syria, and they're spinning it that NATO may have to attack Syria now because a few mortars a day are getting shot over the border. And then they lied last week and said that Syria had said they were doing it. Syria's like, it's a false flag. Why on earth would we attack the biggest military in the Middle East? Turkey has the biggest conventional military, bigger than Israel's. Very high tech, huge part of NATO. I mean, F-16s, F-18s, high-powered weapons. The list just goes on and on. Huge conventional military lined up with tanks, F-16s, all of it moved to the border, and then somebody keeps shooting mortars over, and the foreign press is reporting that they found an unexploded one and that it's a NATO mortar. Well, I mean, yeah, they're bringing Al-Qaeda in out of Turkey, and the Russians are there and have been able to hold back Al-Qaeda from taking over Damascus, but they're in street fighting. They're now 9 months into this. They finally don't call them peaceful protesters on the news. And again, I'm not for the Syrian government, but they're angels compared to Al-Qaeda. I mean, look at these headlines. A truly credible military threat to Iran. The Israelis and the Americans are zeroing in on a strike option that has a real chance of deterring the mullahs and defusing Mitt Romney's attacks. And it goes on to say, in Mitt Romney's Hope is Not a Strategy speech at the Virginia Military Institute, the Republican challenger zeroed in on the current unrest in the Middle East as a sign that President Barack Obama's foreign policy is not working. The most biting implication in his speech is the assertion that Al-Qaeda is resurgent. In other words, that killing Osama bin Laden, emotionally satisfying as it was not the game changer that the region that Obama administration was implying it was. I mean, that whole narrative by both sides is like a Dr. Seuss book or something. I mean, it's a fable. I hear it on the news like, well, Al-Qaeda's getting strong again. We better take your rights away. And I'm like, the government brought Al-Qaeda in. The government gave them the missiles. The government is training them and arming them and funding them. I mean, it's admitted in the news, but they just report it dryly in the back of the paper. And then separately, I hear on neocon radio, my gosh, he's not fighting Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda killed the ambassador. And in Benghazi, and Obama's soft on Al-Qaeda. Soft on Al-Qaeda. The neocons and the CFR have been supporting the policy of bedlam and chaos in the Middle East and a civil war between the Sunni majority, 80%, and the Shiite, 19%, and 1% Alawite and others. Iran is Shiite. Saudi Arabia, the globalist ally, is Sunni. And the subsect of Al-Qaeda, Wahhabist. And that's, they're basically all Sunnis and Wahhabists that are there attacking Syria. Okay? It's Sunnis. And if you go online, you'll notice Sunni groups threatening me and saying bad things about me. I'm not a Shiite. I'm not a Sunni. I'm a Christian. I come from Baptist. I don't want to see your countries leveled and destroyed. I don't want to have World War III. But, I mean, this is crazy. Our governments are publicly funding Al-Qaeda while telling us separately that Obama isn't tough on Al-Qaeda. So this article goes on. This is what so-called intellectuals that subscribe to the Washington Post foreign policy think they're real smart when they read it. I mean, this is just amazing that this type of stuff goes on. And you've got it in Haaretz, you've got it in the Washington Post, you've got it in the Daily Mail. They're all reporting that, we've got to attack Syria and we've got to attack Iran because Obama's got to get tough on Al-Qaeda. When Syria is fighting Al-Qaeda and Iran is fighting Al-Qaeda. I mean, again, this is, I know I marvel at this every day, but this is so over the top, ladies and gentlemen, that I don't even have words to describe it. It's like saying that the Oakland baseball team is the New York baseball team. It's like saying the Oakland Yankees when it's the New York Yankees. I mean, it's that stupid. They think the public is that dumb. And you know what? The public is that ignorant. Not so much dumb, but absolutely, totally, and completely ignorant. Ignorant beyond imagination. And they go on to say, if he hits Iran with Netanyahu, he'll win the election. And that's the message that neocons last year told Obama. They said, election's coming up next year, and you better hit Iran, we'll get behind you. And what's a neocon? That's the Trotskyites that got run out of Russia down to Mexico, and they came into the U.S., and Crystal's dad and the rest of them were hardcore communists, and they said, well, we weren't able to take over acting like communists. We'll just call ourselves conservatives. And then conservatives in the 70s and 80s said, you're neocons, when that term was coined in the late 70s. You're neocons, and we're not going to have anything to do with you. You're big government fake conservatives here to infiltrate conservative movements and take over. And Ronald Reagan spoke about that until he got told at the convention, you put George Herbert Walker Bush on your ticket or you're not getting in. But this is so crazy. Even the James Baker, types, the Brent Scowcrofts, the former Secretary of Defense Gates are coming out saying we ought to use other means with Iran. If you strike them, it is going to absolutely turn the entire Middle East against us. What they want to do is just have civil wars over there and have the Shiites and Sunnis kill each other. But some of the Israeli lobby, the Likudniks and others, they want to get a hot war going just because they think it'll give them more political power. And it certainly will. Will it be good for Israel? No. But it'll be good for the political class over there that once they commit people to a big war, folks tend to line up and do what they're told. So that's where all this is going. And this is a big, 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 big earth-shaking events that are lining up right now. And you notice it's all happening as the world economy melts down. They're not, the globalists aren't going to take the blame for a total meltdown. They're going to stage a big war in the middle of the meltdown and to get everybody to accept all the austerity and the new taxes. After all, you know, the terrorists, they set a nuke off in a major city. After all, they released smallpox. After all, and then you notice before all this happens, before they stage these false flags, they've got the control grid all set up and in place. So that's why I'm so desperate to try to articulate this to people. I am so desperate to try to get people to realize how much danger we're in. I mean, look at these headlines. The Israelis and Americans are zeroing in on a strike option that has a real chance of deterring the mullahs and defusing Romney's attacks. U.S.-Israel considering joint surgical strike on Iran's nuclear facilities. And it's got all these Clinton officials and people saying that this is the way it's going. It goes on. They break down how the U.S. is going to back up the strikes. Ahmed Dinajid now concedes an attack could be coming. That's in Ynet News. Turkey deploys 25 F-16s to the Syrian border. They're now into day 7 of shelling the country, but it's not a war. Turkish president says worst case unfolding in Syria and calls for NATO to protect them. Oh, NATO that they're part of, protect us from the Syrians that can barely hold Damascus from Al-Qaeda forces with MI6, CIA, and others backing them. I mean, there are U.S. personnel in Syria on record blowing up buildings, blowing up their military bases, blowing up their police stations with Al-Qaeda, and letting Al-Qaeda go and burn churches and blow them up and throw Christians off roofs and make families, you know, tell a father we're going to kill your family if you don't go car bomb for us. I mean, this is so incredibly immoral. And it can only be carried out because when you even read establishment, Washington Post or other publications, it's written at a third grade level. So-called intelligentsia sits down and thinks they're reading this and getting what's really going on. Where they say Obama can attack Iran and show that he's tough on Al-Qaeda. It actually says this today in newspapers across the country. That's the talking point. And the average American will say, good, Al-Qaeda. Well, they just had a federal judge rule that Iran did 9/11. A federal judge in New York says so. Or is it New Jersey? I mean, this is getting absolutely ridiculous. I'm going to log in here to my phone system. I think that's probably important to do so I can get the calls. And I'm going to give out the number in this segment, the next, take a few calls on this issue. I mean, are you concerned about this? Or are you looking forward to what they admit could turn into a, well, it's already a regional war and could turn into a new world war? Now, do you like the fleet numbers doubling around China and China saying prepare for war with the U.S.? And do you think a proxy war with the Russians going on in Syria is no big deal? With the backdrop of the IMF saying alarmingly high risk of deeper global slump. But, I mean, I thought we were in a wonderful boom economy the last 4 years. 4 years ago, the recession ended. Here's the headline. Think tank. Path to Iran nuke warhead 2 to 4 months. You know, the AP, they've got to hit them. After drone, Israel deploys missile defense unit on the Lebanese border. Get ready for that proxy war. Rasmussen, NATO will defend Turkey from Syria if necessary. The head of NATO, Anders Rasmussen, says military alliance has plans in place to defend Syria or to defend Ankara after Syria gunfire and shelling spills into Turkish territory. Turkish army shuffles units, bolsters presence along border. Well, thank goodness. Man, I tell you. Because there's an attack on Turkey right now. A few mortars came over. Well, we've got to get in there and carpet bomb like they did Libya for peace. Yes, yes, because Al-Qaeda. Obama's got to get tough and bomb Iran and Syria because Al-Qaeda is there that NATO is arming and commanding. I mean, it's just so over the top that I feel like I'm in a dream now. Man, I tell you, this is crazy. Misfire, NATO mortar, gift from Turkey to Syrian rebels, newspapers reporting. Can link through to that at Infowars.com. NATO designed mortar used in attack blamed on Syria. Yeah, false flag. And we've got the people that basically run the Pentagon on C-SPAN saying, let's just stage something to get the war going 2 weeks ago. And then it came out that Bush and Blair had a plan to get U.S. aircraft shot down, painted up like U.N., make sure the pilots died and say it was a U.N. aircraft. The U.N. was going to play along. Cheney wanted to attack our ships with boats painted up like Iranian patrol boats. That came out in New Yorker magazine. Obama's continuing it as his October surprise. There is a very good chance, according to ABC News, after we said it, of course. The point is, this is in the cards. And if we don't talk about it, they're going to go ahead and do it. We have a chance of stopping it. Then if we do stop it, as we've done two other times, our millions of listeners, by informing people, then, oh, there was never going to be an attack on Iran. And Alex said there was a war in Libya and Syria. When those aren't wars, those are peace prize actions. See, it's all semantical games. Alex, where's the global meltdown financially you talked about? The world's doing great. The news said so. See how these mind games are played? 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, and we'll get you up and on the air, and you'll get a chance to talk to Lindsey Williams, who's coming up, but I'll take calls in the next two segments ahead of him joining us. This is the type of stuff going on, and then you integrate it in with the world news of financial meltdown run by the people that stand to gain from it, who engineered it, posing as saviors. We've got all that going on. We've got all sorts of bizarre deaths going on in Greece of whistleblowers that exposed the banking takeover there. You've got the Greeks dressing up like Hitler, pointing out that the Germans invaded during World War II and took over Greece, and saying Merkel, who's calling for them to work 7 days a week and pay even more money to bail out banks, she's been calling them lazy along with Legrand. And so they're protesting her, and the police are on record breaking people's arms, torturing them, and beating them. Same thing in Madrid. You go out and protest in Madrid, the fact that you got 50% unemployment in that city, that's on the news. They just come out and beat you half to death. In fact, some people have been killed. Greek anti-fascist protesters tortured by police after Golden Dawn clash. 15 people arrested in Athens, says they were subjected to what their lawyer describes as Abu Ghraib-style humiliation. Yeah, that happened to our crew when they got arrested at the G20 in Pittsburgh 3 years ago or 2 years ago. Rob Dew won a lawsuit over that. I'm not going to say on air again what they did to some of the people that Dew witnessed. They didn't do it to him, but it was, I'm just not going to get to it on air. The point is that this is the new culture. People think evil's cool, death is cool, murder is cool. Quick announcement here. We are going to engage in the fifth annual Money Bomb because we're not funded by taxpayer money like MSNBC and NPR and others. Even MSNBC gets it. We're funded by sponsors and others. But having these Money Bombs that sometimes raise $400,000, $500,000 allows me to hire some more crew, buy the equipment, and finish some studios and get the satellite uplinks. And I wasn't going to do a money bomb because overall we could probably still fund things, even though we're going into a depression, thanks to people buying the books, the videos, the products. But detractors don't like it and tell us we better not have a money bomb, that it's evil to be in free association and ask for support. So because of that, we will be having a 48-hour live transmission the 18th and 19th of October. And we're going for our biggest money bomb ever to just push it into high gear, InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com, to see all the details, InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. Stay with us. We're going to have a money bomb because our enemies don't like it.
He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and biting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance.
Fear the people, not the people fearing the bureaucrats. When the people fear government, there is tyranny. When government fears the people, there is liberty. Of course, that's a terrorist, Thomas Jefferson. FEMA does teach Thomas Jefferson was a terrorist and is bad. And is the enemy of what America has now become, a nation of control freak bureaucrats in their bureaucrat speech taking over our society. Now, again, it is being reported that an armada of aircraft and drones is being readied for an attack on Iran, and that that is Obama's October surprise to deal a death blow to al-Qaeda. And again, Iran is Shiite, the opposite of al-Qaeda, but it doesn't matter because the system knows it's playing to the average American who literally has no idea what planet they're even living on. So pretty darn amazing. Let's go to your phone calls on all of these issues I've been discussing. Let's talk to Michael in Texas. Michael, you're watching us at prisonplanet.tv, the video. What is your take on all this? Should I be concerned about the fact that the former SecDef says it'll be a catastrophe if they attack, and more and more they're green lighting it, and they have proxy wars going in Syria and Libya, or are those not wars? Am I wrong to call that a war with Turkey attacking and NATO shipping al-Qaeda in? Maybe it's not a war. Maybe war is peace. Maybe it is peace. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I am the evil one.
No, it's absolutely a war. And I appreciate you taking my call. First time caller. You know, I'm a dad, a husband, and I'm absolutely infuriated. It's absolutely insane what they're doing. And it upsets me. You know, I have a little girl, she's 5, and I look at her and it just sometimes brings me to tears that if they continue that the path they're on, she's not going to have a future.
Well, that's right. And instead, the military-industrial complex that terrorists like President Eisenhower, because you disagree with big government, you're a terrorist now, the Army's own manual will say, if you don't even like mainstream ideologies, that means what they're pumping at you, you are a terrorist. So Eisenhower said, watch out, the bureaucracies and corporate bureaucracies of the military-industrial complex have already taken over. Now, his full speech, he says, a technocratic elite is in control of this. And we're going to lose our freedoms because they'd come to him wanting to stage terror attacks. It's been declassified and set up martial law then. They'd offered him basically dictatorship. That's why he's looking paranoid during that TV address. And then somebody drops something and it slams and he jumps in his chair because he understood he'd been offered a dictatorship and he was just wanting to get out of there. But here we are all those years later. They're finally getting what they want. It's just the presidents are puppets. The bureaucrats and the corporate interest are now the dictators collectively. And the average American doesn't even know there's giant wars going on. They don't even know the Chinese generals have said prepare for war and that ships are massing off the coast of China. They just think that we're evil to even know the name China. If you even know where China's at, that's some type of evil. Being informed is now evil. Do you understand that?
Oh, absolutely. No, I know. Absolutely. I was having a conversation with my friend yesterday, and he's, somewhat awake, and I was just breaking all this knowledge down to him, and he was like, is it that bad, Michael? And I said, listen, but all you have to do is take 5 minutes out of your day, 5 minutes, not even 5 minutes, go into a search engine and type it in. It's right there. People have become so complacent. They're worried about some call arrested. They're worried about, oh, my God, that new TV show is coming out. That's so funny.
And yeah, meanwhile, al-Qaeda is being turned loose on innocent countries, and our government runs them.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now into another hour of worldwide broadcast against tyranny. Lindsey Williams, with his amazing inside sources that have proven to be quite accurate. He predicted 2 years ago what we've now seen in the Middle East. But he said, when that's happening, that's a diversion. Look to China. And then since then, we've seen the massing of the ships, all of it. He's coming up, and we'll take your calls while he's on with us. Right now, let's go back to your calls. Let's talk to Zach in Tennessee. Zach, you're on the air. Welcome.
What's up, buddy? I called in the other day, but I was wondering if you saw the article on drudgereport.com on the left-hand side. says one-third of adults under 30 have no religious affiliation.
Yes, I saw that, and they'll soon have us like England, where people's only religion is worshiping government, worshiping weakness. And people say, well, who needs a religion? Well, then, you know, people will have nothing but materialism. And material isn't bad in of itself, but if it's your God, it's very destructive. And I did see that report, yes.
It says one-fifth of the U.S. public, so that's almost 25%, and it's the highest percentage ever. It's just extremely concerning, man. I can't believe that. Everyone says they're spiritual, but not religious.
Well, what happens is once the people stand for nothing, they will fall for anything, the cliche goes. And again, the globalists first get the churches to water down and become government. Then everybody leaves the churches, and they tell them, we'll get even more government, and that'll bring people back. They want people rudderless. But, you know, the fact that people are leaving the churches in droves, that's because they know it's nothing but a government conduit of propaganda. So I don't think those numbers are all bad. I mean, I did see the little part about where most of them say they're spiritual. So, I mean, in a way, that's kind of positive. At least it's not like Europe where something like 80% don't believe in anything and no spirituality. You know, they just think, you know, government's God, Skinnerian stuff, that we're just animals to be programmed. And so they just submit to anything.
Right. So yeah, I'm looking at this. It says two-thirds of them say they believe in God. So I guess just agnostic or atheist. But yeah, I agree.
Well, look, I mean, I've just found those people generally, not all of them, but generally, they just go along with tyranny as well. They just have a, so what, life's nothing, do whatever you want. Let's talk to Woody in Washington. Woody, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how are you today?
Good, bud.
Hey, you going to do your money bomb again this year?
Yes, I certainly am.
When you do it, I contributed last year, just so you know, and I'll probably contribute this year. Could you play some of your old interviews with Bob Chapman? I think more now than ever, we probably need to hear some of Bob's wisdom.
Yeah, we're always so busy chasing the latest story that we don't tend to ever have time to go back and do justice to that. But all of the interviews I did with him over the last 4 or 5 years, I mean, they go back 16, 17, but for some reason, only 3 or 4 or 5 years are on YouTube. People should go listen to them and decide which ones that they think we should air. But I think that's a good idea to maybe, you know, air an hour or two of Bob Chapman here on the radio. That's a great idea. We're going to do 48 hours of continued radio/TV starting on the 18th, that Thursday through Friday into Saturday. Kicks off 11 a.m. Central on the 18th.
Hey, Alex, could you maybe have some of your reporters do a little bit more updating with the chemtrailing?
Yeah, I mean, we have articles constantly about the admitted geoengineering and the admissions and members of the EU Parliament going public about it. So many people just want us to point up at it and say, oh, look, it's there. But no one ever seems to want to look at all the admissions that they're doing it. So I'm kind of like, all right, everybody just wants to go off rumors instead of the total admissions of it. So I'm just kind of like, all right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
We are in process of developing a whole series of techniques which will enable the controlling oligarchy to get people actually to love their servitude. People can be made to enjoy a state of affairs which, by any decent standard, they ought not to enjoy.
Perhaps you'd better start from the beginning. Perhaps you had better start from the beginning. Perhaps you had better start from the beginning.
Too many kids are what's making the planet worse.
A lot of these kids come from bad gene pools. They don't have stable parents making good decisions.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
Fluoride in water is supposed to fight tooth decay, but could it also cause cancer?
Turns out the government had the right under U.S. law to conduct secret testing on the American public under specific conditions.
We have to work the dark side, but we want to spend time in the shadows. any attempt to achieve world order must be the work of the devil. Well, join me. I'm glad to sit here at the right hand of Satan.
There's a need for a new world order. Someday, in the next few years, a solution will emerge.
Ladies and gentlemen, joining us this hour, perhaps a little bit into the next hour, is Pastor Lindsey Williams. We'll break him down for new listeners here in just a moment. I know since he was on with us 6 months ago, we've gained probably 35, 40 affiliates and more coming every week. Again, I'm Alex Jones, your host. What is the solution to bring in the New World Order? Well, the Council on Foreign Relations, which was set up by British intelligence to take over the U.S., the Financial Times of London, the Bilderberg Group, speaking at Davos, they've all said a global financial meltdown is the plan to totally and completely dominate society. They bankrupt us, get us to sign on to they're too big to fail by threatening to fully implode if we don't. Then they still implode things. And then they are the arbiters, the referees, the bosses, and basically destroy the once free market system and replace it with a corporate fascist crony monopoly model where they are exempt from their own global government. They call the shots and are exempt from the draconian feudalistic laws that they put upon us. Neo-feudalistic serfdom is the system. And I've been saying that for 15 years. That term has now been adopted, neo-feudalistic serfdom. And the neoliberals push the same thing. The neocons push the same thing. They act like there's differences. The incredible news is the Washington Post, foreignpolicy.com, Haaretz, they're all reporting that Obama may hit Iran. ABC News said this last week because of Al-Qaeda. Now, again, ladies and gentlemen, Al-Qaeda is based in Saudi Arabia, 15 of the 19 hijackers. That's not debated. The groups they've used to attack Libya and now Syria are Al-Qaeda-based and Wahhabist-based, affiliated jihadis. 80% of Islam is Sunni. About 10% of that is Wahhabist, and that's what Al-Qaeda comes out of. And the West is backing Al-Qaeda to attack Syria and Libya and Iran. It is unbelievable that they get up on the news and say they've got to attack Iran because they're Al-Qaeda. In fact, Hillary said that last week. That's the new talking point. Like, we put that up, guys. I think it's Washington Post. Hillary says Iran backing Al-Qaeda when NATO runs Al-Qaeda and Turkey's now shelling them. Now, Pastor Lindsey Williams, 30 years ago or more, he worked on the Trans-Alaska pipeline. His best-selling book, The Energy Non-Crisis, has been proven 30-plus years later to be totally accurate. And it was underground bestseller. I remember hearing about it in the 90s. I had family that read it in the 80s. And because of his book, but he also knew some of these men, he was kind of the corporate liaison from the oil company boards where they all get together and collude to the oil field workers for several years. Well, I don't know, 3 years. And the point is that he knew, I don't even want to say the name of the guy that's dead because I always mix it up with the guy that's still alive. Mr. Fromm died a year and a half ago or so of cancer, so we could reveal that fellow. Lindsey Williams, of course, his sources have also been backed up. People like Dr. Stan Monteith, syndicated radio host, Dr. Monteith, who's on the air here on Genesis, he found out who they were and actually called them both. The other guy that's still alive was a CEO of a big three oil company. I'll just leave it at that. But everything we've gotten from them has been on the battle plan. Sometimes the globalists change plans, but I'd say about 95% of what Lindsey Williams has told us in the last 6 years, that you know, oil would go from where it was at $50 to $150. Then he said, okay, now it'll go to $40. He was wrong. It went below $40, but everybody laughed at him and said, that's not going to happen. He said 2 years ago, and I don't even have the crew or staff to go pull these up. They're there on the Alex Jones channel. That's there in the archives. He said, and we wrote articles about it. He said 2 years ago, the Middle East is going to go up in flames. They're going to stage revolution. They're going to turn. They're going to fund the radicals. And even I'm like, wow, that sounds wild. But that's a diversion. They're going to attack. Next is China. Watch China. Well, since then, they've massed the fleets, the Chinese president, the Chinese top general, and the Chinese top admiral have all said in the last year, prepare for war. Just type in. Chinese president says prepare for war with the U.S. Chinese top generals prepare for war with the U.S. Chinese top admiral prepare for war with the U.S. That's because the so-called U.S. run by foreign banks is setting up bases all around China. They've got the Japanese trying to stir stuff up with the Chinese as a pretext while China holds our debt. And while the globalists are trying to move everything to China as the new command base, it's all this balancing act with the bankers playing countries off against each other to make the countries acquiesce to what the bankers want, but in the end, hurting and destroying the sovereign nations in the end game. So you have to see it from that perspective of playing both sides off against each other, the old Rothschild model. Now, Lindsay's always such a gentleman. He comes on and thanks me and kind of recaps things. But no need to do that, Lindsay. Just getting into this, you said over a year ago, hey, don't worry, gas is going to stay low until 2012, but by the end of 2012, the dollar will be dead. And you said 2 years ago, QE3 will not come in 2011. He goes, Alex, I know you're the voice of, he said this off air, but he mentioned it somewhat on air. He was polite and didn't say my name. You know, we hear these national ads saying it's going to happen this December. That was last year. No, it's not. QE will be announced in the middle of 2012. He said that a year ago. Boom, it happened. So I'm hoping you're wrong. Max Kaiser is right most of the time. You know, he's been wrong about things before, saying silver go to 500. They pulled some tricks and drove it back down when it got up to 50. But I'm hoping you're wrong, bud, because, and I hope your big oil company exec friend is wrong, because, you know, tell us what you've been right about briefly and then get into what's coming next, because I wish that you had a better track record of being wrong, Pastor Lindsay Williams. Lindsay, go ahead.
What a privilege it is to be with you on InfoWars today, Alex, and to give you the information that I've been given in briefings from my elite friend just recently. It was so exciting last week. I knew in advance that Mr. Obama was going to utterly, gloriously mess up in his debate. I had received an email that morning from my elite friend, and they told me basically what was going to happen that night. You know, things like this.
So he was told to throw the fight. He was told to throw the fight.
Well, yeah, we'll get into that in the course of the program today. And also, the expression I have used that they gave to me for the past maybe year and a half, the dollar will be dead by the end of 2012. I was just given the 13 reasons or 12 reasons just recently to watch. But Alex, the most important thing right now is the most a dastardly act that has ever been performed on the American people in the history of our country that took place on September the 13th, 2012. This is going to affect the life, the dinner table, and the home of every single person out there in your listening audience more than any other one thing. Now, all of you heard it. It was on the national news. The Federal Reserve, Mr. Ben Bernanke, announced that they will purchase $40 billion in mortgage-backed securities each month indefinitely. Well, as soon as I heard that, Alex, immediately I said, something's wrong somewhere. We're not hearing the whole story. We don't know what's really going on. I picked up the phone the very following day, if I remember correctly, and I called the gentleman. You know his name. You just referred to him a moment ago. I picked up the telephone, and I called my elite friend, and I said, what's the real story behind all of this? Now, you get a pencil and piece of paper, everybody out there in the listening audience. You will not see this in the financial newsletters for another two to three months. And if I had not picked up that phone that next day and called my elite friend, I would not know. You're about to hear something that only one newsletter is even intimated to it that I've seen lately of all the ones that I look at. So here it is. I asked him the question. I said, where will the Federal Reserve get $40 billion every month, September, October, November, December, January, indefinitely, right on? And he said immediately, without any hesitation whatsoever, he said, Chaplain, thin air. I said, wait a minute. You're telling me that the QE1 was only $70 billion, and here, they didn't even call this QE3. They just merely said they were going to do something just so much worse than QE3 could have ever dared to be. You can't imagine, even though they didn't call it that. Where will they get $40 billion thin air And I said, okay, they're going to buy mortgage-backed securities on something that they pulled out of thin air that has no backing whatsoever. I said, this country's in shambles. We got $16 trillion national debt. The housing market has completely burst. People are wondering how they're even going to feed their families. And you're telling me that they're going to take $40 billion out of thin air, purchase mortgage-backed securities. Okay, turn this word around so you will know what a mortgage-backed security is.
I tell you what, Lindsay, we got to go to break. Stay there. We'll be right back with Pastor Lindsay Williams. I'm Alex Jones. Infowars.com's the site. Stay with us. Just last week, I was sitting around thinking about Pastor Lindsay Williams, and I'm like, 2 years ago, he said the Middle East would go up in flames. He said every country would fall. He went down the list, and then he said Saudi Arabia would fall, too. And he said, yeah, there'll probably be something with Iran, but that's a diversion. His source, who I know, who's tied in at the highest levels, who's just turned out to be frighteningly accurate, said that that China's the real target. And, I mean, I don't know what the globalists are thinking if they're going to start a war with them when our own government helped give them the missile secrets so that instead of one warhead coming into our atmosphere, it's 25 of them, or half of them are warheads, half of them are dummies, decoys. That's the basic reentry MIRV technology. I'm digressing. Lindsay, where to start here then? Well, we got you 20 minutes in the next hour, and I want to take some calls as well. Break down what your source says they're planning to do, what they're going to do with this quantitative easing, where that's going, what they're going to do with the derivatives crud, the bad mortgages they sold, where all this is going. I guess if China doesn't accept the trillions in that they've bought, they're going to get attacked. I mean, this is just madness.
By the providence of God, I had the privilege of being invited to be the chaplain to the elite of the world for a three-year period. These people are now in their 70s and 80s. They have given me numerous briefings recently as to what they intend to do. I'd like to answer all of your questions today if I can, Alex, because they have told me recently all of the things that you've just mentioned. But the most dastardly one of all was perpetrated on America on September the 13th, 2012. So allow me, I'll go through it as fast as I possibly can. My elite friends say, Chaplain, they're going to pull $40 billion out of thin air every month, indefinitely. And I said, okay, they're going to buy mortgage-backed securities. Let me break it down this way in order to do it quickly. That's your house. You heard me correctly. The shopping center down the street, the small business that used real estate as a method of obtaining their loan. And I said, you mean to tell me that the Federal Reserve bought your house? If it's mortgaged, they bought your house last month. That's exactly right. And I said, you're telling me that a person works hard in order to try to make that payment 40 hours a week, slaves, laborers, but yet the Federal Reserve went and bought that house mortgage and pulled out of thin air with no labor whatsoever? He said, Chaplain, that's correct. $40 billion every month indefinitely. Then the statement, you ready? I ask you to get those pencils, please. You think I'm a prophet now. You haven't seen anything to what you're going to say 6 months from now. But I want to tell you right now, I'm not a prophet. It's just by God's providence. I know the people who are doing it. So please don't call me a prophet. Here it is. You ready for the statement? The elite, the Federal Reserve, will own every piece of mortgaged real estate in the United States of America before this is over. Folks, did you catch that? This came right from my elite friend. Every piece of mortgaged real estate in the United States of America. You do not own your house. You just think you do. You don't own it.
And then they'll be known as the saviors for saving the housing market and commercial market that went under when they actually engineered it. They want us dependent. This has always been the plan.
What will the Federal Reserve, my next question, and I hope your mind is thinking 1,000 miles an hour, because I've got some statements here. Here we go. I asked my friend, I said, now tell me, what is the Federal Reserve going to do with $40 billion worth of mortgages? Now, some of them are toxic, some of them aren't. Some people are up to date, some people aren't. The houses are vacant. I said, what are they going to do with those $40 billion worth of mortgages that they're holding every month? And I said, are they just going to put them in a lockbox somewhere and let them sit? Folks, are you ready? Are you holding on to your chair, Alex? You haven't heard this yet. You're going to get it shortly, even in the best of newsletters. He said to me, he said, Chaplain, the Federal Reserve is going to take those $40 billion worth of mortgage-backed securities and use them as an investment into the derivative market. Folks, did you catch this? This has never been done before in the history of the world. This has never happened to any people or any nation in all of time.
They're going to bail themselves
not
out.
Not done at QE1, not done at QE2. They will take those $40 billion worth of mortgage-backed securities and invest them in the derivative market. I'm going to use his exact words. Those of you who are out there in the financial field, you'll pick these up. He said to me, I'm using his exact words now, he said they're going to hedge the derivative market. He said again, he said derivatives are written on interest rate vehicles. Your house mortgage is going to be used like a one-armed bandit, Las Vegas style, to bet on the derivative market, Alex.
Incredible. Stay there. This is so bombshell. Actually, your source told you this, Max Kaiser and others, that's what they're saying, and it's actually in the news that they're taking bailout money and leveraging it again. A lot of high-powered sources as well. I'll be honest with you that over the years, as it's been made public, that the NSA is listening to everybody's phone calls and that government people are being persecuted for whistleblowing, a lot of my sources will not talk to me over the telephone anymore, even in code. That's another question for Lindsey Williams. How is his source still able to talk to him? Why is the elite allowing us? Because I know who this guy is. And I know another journalist that years ago called both his sources up and said, is it true you're telling Lindsey Williams this? They're like, how in the dickens did you get my number? How did you find out who we are? And one of them since died, we can talk about him. Mr. Fromm, who was what head of operations at one of the big three oil companies. The other was the former CEO of one of the biggest in the world. I have some similar sources, and they basically say the same thing. Or they say things like, your show's going to get real big. And I'm like, why? Because you're on target, bud. What does that mean? Just you're on target. I've been told that by multi-time billionaires, defense contractor company owners, oil company executives, high level. I mean, I get current generals calling me up, famous spies call me up, authors. I'm not bragging. I mean, if you are somebody who's in the establishment, who is there to talk to? There aren't many people. And also, I'm known for never giving up sources. That's another big part of it. People are always like, give us your source. That's hilarious. That shows the person knows nothing about journalism. Because I wear the hat of a commentator. I give my analysis. I rant. I rave. But behind the scenes, when we're writing articles, we're doing stories, we're vetting things, does it mean we're perfect? No. Does it mean we make mistakes? Yes. But we're trying to tell the truth. That's the difference between us and MSNBC and people like that. And now more than ever, I want to tell you something that Lindsey said before. We've been able to have them change their timeline before. And Zbigniew Brzezinski just published a book this year admitting the elite are in trouble and people are waking up and that they may have to change their timeline. But the big banks have committed to this takeover. And so now a lot of analysts think they can't reverse what they've begun. And when Lindsey just said that his source told him all this, it clicks with everything we've got. Because if you look, the derivatives market for the last 4 years since 2008 got smaller for just a little while. And now in the last year, you've seen the derivatives market getting bigger again. And they won't say what they're doing with the $45 billion a month. There's another $40 billion on top of that that goes to other things. But the media focuses on the $45 billion to these mortgage-backed securities. And the banks have always been doing what Lindsay's saying since they got rid of Glass-Steagall in 1999, 1998. They have been leveraging your mortgage like a fractional reserve. When a bank has a dollar, can loan out $10. They've been taking your mortgage and loaning it out, in some cases, 50 times. That's what these derivatives are. They give them all these fancy, confusing names. They're fraud. And they've got Iceland, they've got Greece, they've got Spain, they've got Portugal, they've got the U.S. shining on to this. So that's what Lindsay's getting at. Now, I'm going to go back to Lindsay here in a moment, but I want to point out our inaugural issue. And we've still got, we've got about 600 copies of the inaugural September issue, The Economic Collapse, Bankster's Plot to Destroy U.S. Economy, Banking Cartel Conquers America, where they brag about it, History of False Flag Stage Terror, Rome Burned, Will We? They're now announcing the police can't help you in Detroit. 80% in a new poll out say they won't be going to Detroit who live in Michigan, and the police are saying we can't protect you. They're also saying that in many other cities now. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, this isn't about you who already knows this. It's about your friends and family. We sell these at cost at InfoWarsShop.com. Now, you can't get this one because it's sold out except for the ones we held back. When you get the year subscription at cost, shipping included, $59.95, you get 12 issues delivered to your door, plus the original first issue, and the new one is DARPA, The Real Skynet, October Surprise War, question mark, The End of Humanity, Rise of the Robots. This is the elite's own word. This is an emergency transmission. This magazine, it's available, and we are very close to selling out of it as well. And then again, we hold some back for those that subscribe, because we're not just going to give you the next 12. We'll give you some of the back issues. All at InfoWarsStore.com. But that's not what really supports us, because that's at cost. When you buy the Pro Pure water filters with 10% off with promo code WATER, or when you buy books and DVDs and T-shirts and ball caps, that's how I fund an operation that costs me close to $6 million a year to run, totally independent. So please support our sponsors, support our local AM and FM stations by supporting their sponsors or sponsoring and spreading the word, and go to InfoWarsStore.com and get the T-shirts. Plus, you'll meet like-minded people wearing it to church or work or on the street. So again, we're also going to have the fifth annual Money Bomb to pay for the satellite uplinks and the rest of the software and a better board. We need to raise about $500,000. Or I can spend our emergency funds. It's just if we get into trouble in this depression, we could end up shutting down. We are operating not on the margins, with a little bit of a backup. Do the math. If it's $6 million a year to run this place, what it costs to run things a month. $500,000 with the IT, the regulations, the bills, the taxes, the government garbage, the 50-plus crew members and contractors. We're doing this on the cheaps, by the way, and reaching millions of new people a week. 15 million a week total, conservatively, on AM, FM, shortwave internet, satellite, YouTube, all of it. And now we've gotten more than 15 affiliates in the last 2 weeks, with more than 50 shining on right now. A lot of it's because Michael Savage has left radio for a while, but we were already getting a bunch. Perfect Storm's happening. Cover of Talkers Magazine last year. Stations were on getting top ratings out of nowhere because of the new people meter tracker systems are better at ratings than the old systems. The show is on fire right as the evil explodes. Good is exploding. For every action, equal or opposite reaction. So my point is, now more than ever, support us. Go to InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com and donate today, because we usually start promoting a month out and usually have about $100,000 by the time it starts. I've been so busy. I started promoting this stuff today or last night, 10 days out. It's the 18th and 19th. 48-hour transmission. I'll be here for most of it. So again, I'm done ranting. Going back to our guests, we've got for 20 minutes of the next hour. We'll also go to your calls as well. Lindsay, I'm here ranting. It's just that as everything we talk about, unfortunately, starts to unfold, as our credibility rises, we're in a depression. We need the support to be able to continue to be a platform for everybody, from you to Ron Paul to Jesse Ventura, to all the activists we have on, the responsibility. I don't know. You're a pastor. I'll ask you. A lot of people get power and they get arrogant and they get reckless. With me, it's the opposite. I'm not scared, but I'm also humble. I know I come off as aggressive, but I mean, that's because I'm angry. But as I know now that I'm exponentially growing, a lot of people call it choking. I'm not choking. it's the opposite. I kind of just run through the show like it's nothing, and then I think back, I'd better do a better job because of where God has put me in his plan. I don't know how to deal with this, that it's $15 million a week now. At current growth rates, it's going to be $20, $30 million a week. I mean, this is insane. I can't believe, I meant to talk about this at the start of the show, Lindsay, that I've been put in this position. How do you deal with the fact that you were put in the position to be brought in to an inner boardroom meeting of oil companies for 3 years?
Same way you're doing right now, Alex. I consider it an honor and a privilege that God would have even allowed me the opportunity, a little insignificant unknown missionary out in the bush of Alaska, to sit with the elite of the world for 3 years. You, Alex, have been given an anointing of God, and you are in the right place at the right time, exactly what God wants you to do, and that's the reason you're there. And both of us do it with all the humility imaginable in order to try to tell people the truth. And, Alex, I hope we get time in this program today because you saw it. Everybody saw that presidential debate last week on Wednesday.
Yeah, start over what your source told you, then go through the big bombshell you dropped about what they're going to do with everybody's mortgages. That's what some other experts are telling me, the plan to take over all mortgages in America and federalize them just like they've said they're going to do with all the industry, and then only the insiders will be able to operate. My dad was talking to a top executive in healthcare, you know, a guy that I'm not going to get into it, let people know who he's talking, who went to a special Harvard event where they told him everything's going to be nationalized and turned over to the Rockefeller, Carnegie, and Bill Gates Foundation. Go ahead.
Yes. Well, let's get back to fractional reserve banking. Alex, you were exactly right, except what my elite friend told me was that they're going to take these $40 billion worth of mortgages, your house, the shopping center down the street, the small business that used real estate to get obtain its mortgage, and they're going to fractionally reserve that. I don't have time to give it in detail.
No, go ahead. We got 20 minutes to the next hour. Break down.
$40 billion becomes $360 billion that they are investing in the derivative market, and in 3 months' time, the Federal Reserve will be making off of your house $1 trillion with the money they pulled out of thin air. They're making a 90% profit. Now, sit down. Please, everybody, hold on to your chair. I want to tell you the next one. I got to hurry. I asked my elite friend. I said, okay, they pulled $30 billion out of thin air. Yes. I said, they're going to invest these mortgage-backed securities in the derivative market. Las Vegas one-armed bandit gamble. Yes. I said, what are the lending institutions? Are you catching this, people? Please, you cannot imagine how important this is. The lending institutions, J.P. Morgan Chase, Citibank, Bank of America, Goldman Sachs, Wells Fargo, Fannie, Freddie. I said, what are these lending institutions going to do with $40 billion each month that they are given by the Federal Reserve? Are you ready? He said, Chaplain, it has already been decided behind closed doors. He said the agreement was made long before Mr. Bernanke ever made his announcement that they would buy these mortgage-backed securities from the banks. And he said that money, the $40 billion that the lending institutions are going to receive, it has been previously guaranteed by them that they will turn around and buy treasuries with it. No, you haven't heard this anywhere. Only he could have possibly had known it. I said, wait a minute. You mean to tell me that this $40 billion that the lending institutions are going to receive is not going to help the real estate market? No. I said, it's not going to do anything for the recession? He said, no. I said, what about the economy? He said, no. I said, they have promised the Federal Reserve that they'll turn around and buy T-bills. Folks, did you catch this? T-bills, which pays the interest on the national debt. Not one penny of this money is going to go to you folks. $40 billion out of thin air, which depreciates the value of your currency. And in turn, they're going to have a previous behind-closed-doors agreement that these lending institutions will buy treasuries, which pays the interest on the national debt in order to maintain the American dollar for a few more months until they're ready to collapse all of the currencies of the world. Okay. I don't have time to give any more. I've got to go to the next one. My elite friend told me so much in this, Alex, until I just wish I had 3 or 4 hours with your audience. my elite friend, after we got through with that, I was so stunned. I was literally speechless. And I said, okay, tell me a few other things. And I begun to just talk to him one-on-one. You want to know what the elite learned out of Thursday, September the 13th, 2012? Now, you definitely won't get this from any other source whatsoever. He said, Chaplain, basically what we've learned is that the American people will give in. They're not going to protest. He said, we're not going to have any revolution. He said, there are not going to be any riots in the street. I'm going to put it in my words because I want to shame you. Every person out there, you're going to belly up. The elite are expecting you now to become slaves and your children and your grandchildren. When nobody rose up and in arms about $40 billion out of thin air, your house being invested in the derivative market, a Chinaman may own it, a Russian may own your house, and then you did nothing about it, and now there will be no improvement in the economy because those scoundrels who call themselves the lending institutions will now, by prior agreement, turn around and buy treasuries, T-bills, in order to keep the American economy afloat. And the elite have learned something about Americans. They have learned that the Americans aren't going to do anything. Now I want to give you the facts. You go back and look this up for yourself for last week. Write it down, please. On Thursday, September the 13th, instantaneously, upon the announcement of Ben Bernanke as to the fact that the Federal Reserve was going to buy $30 billion worth of mortgage-backed securities, instantaneously that moment, gold went up $49, just like that. That's 3%. Silver went up $3. That's 9%. Gasoline went up 15 cents instantaneously at the gas pump. That's 4%. Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I know what you're going to say as soon as I say this next statement. Gasoline did not go up 15 cents. Folks, if you're catching this, please, you must understand this. You've got to think this through. Gasoline is 4 quarts to the gallon. When Mr. Bernanke made that statement, you went to the gas pump and it was 15 cents higher. No, it wasn't. It was not. Gasoline is still 4 quarts to the gallon. The currency that you purchased that gasoline with lost in its purchasing. But you wonder why I made the statement, why my elite told me back a year and a half ago the dollar would be dead by the end of 2012. You haven't seen anything yet. I've only told you a fraction of what the briefings are they've given me recently. That dollar went down 15 cents in purchasing power instantaneously upon Mr. Bernanke's announcement. The gasoline is still 4 quarts to the gallon and didn't go up.
Sure, the point is the media lies and says it's only speculators driving up the price of oil, driving up the price of food. No, it's dollar devaluation. It happened the day they did it.
The dollar lost its purchasing power instantaneously upon that very moment. Now, you think about the groceries. Now, I have a question for you. Oh, my goodness, folks.
They're going up 10% a month every month in the last 6 months.
Folks, are you catching this? Your house mortgage was used to invest in the Las Vegas one-armed bandit. Secondly, the institutions that you have placed trust in, the banks that you have your money in, are not going to help the economy. They are going to turn around and buy T-bills to bail out the Federal Reserve and keep them afloat just long enough until they're ready for the collapse to take place. The elite have learned that you aren't going to do anything about it whatsoever. And I got a question for you. How long before you cannot afford to make your mortgage payment any longer? Now, watch this. I like avocados. I try to eat an avocado sandwich every few days. For some reason, I just like it. I'm paying a dollar per avocado at the grocery store right now. You're going to be paying $2 shortly. It's like that gasoline went up 15 cents a gallon. You'll pay $2 for that avocado at the grocery store. How long is it going to be before you can no longer afford to put the clothes on the back of your children, put gasoline in the gas tank, put food on the table, and still make that mortgage payment?
And it's all engineered by the bankers that the prostitute collaborator media tell us are fixing everything, and they are every month monetizing 40 plus billion of their debt backed by our mortgages and then leveraging it again into the very derivatives that we're bailing out. Ponzi schemes on top of Ponzi schemes on top of Ponzi's.
I'm the face mirrored in your stare. I'm what's left, I'm what's right.
I'm the enemy. So who are you? Folks, you better be asking yourselves, who are you? Okay, Lindsay, I've got to have him back up again later in the week or next week because he is on fire with the info he's giving us. And I know who his former Big Three oil company CEO, I know of who he speaks. Lindsay, just briefly, why is he telling you all this? I know before you got threatened, they said they'd basically kill you a few years ago if you didn't shut up. But here's what you're allowed to say. I mean, is it that metaphysical rule that they want people to know? I know the other guy was dying of cancer, took him a few years, and so he was morally, you know, against what's happening. The other guy's been threatening you, but still acting friendly. And if people don't get that, I've actually experienced similar things with these people. Very, very weird people, but it's like a breed or something. They all act the same. Just briefly, because then I want to get into the China situation, because you called it 2 years ago what would happen in the Middle East, but you said that's a diversion ahead of China, and everybody's like, China? And since then, the fleets are massed, the Chinese generals are saying prepare for war. Answer those two questions. Why is he telling you this? I mean, have you asked him, why are you telling me this?
Number one, he's telling me this because out of courtesy, and should I say admiration for the fact that I gave 3 years of my life to be their chaplain, and I'm probably the only person of my type that most of these people ever came in touch with in their life. Secondly, this man is older. You remember Mr. Fromm was 87 years of age when he died. This gentleman is in his 70s. He's facing the graveyard. And whenever you get, you know, you're much younger than I am, Alex. You're a young spry chicken compared to me. And Dr. San Monteith. But you know, when you get a little older and you know that, that nobody's going to live out there forever, you start talking. And this man is doing exactly that. Number one, out of admiration. Number two, because he, and then too, he has children. And they haven't threatened him yet. So as a result, he keeps giving me information. So I just hope he keeps giving it for a long time. But, you know, it's so interesting, Alec. I got to cover this quick. You know, I know we're giving out of time here, but I wish I had 2 or 3 hours. This was so comical. I mean, literally comical. You'll appreciate this. Last week was the presidential debate, Wednesday, October the 3rd, 2012. And that morning, before the debate took place that night, I received an email from my elite friend, and he briefed me on what was going to happen that night. Now, this is so comical until I'm going to put a little comical note.
Yeah, tell folks real fast. Tell them.
Yeah, I'll cover the rest of this mortgage-backed security thing on another day when you let me back on the air. But first of all, I received this email that morning, and it basically said, watch for certain things in the course of the debate. Now, remember, Obama had double-crossed the elite. I told you this back yonder 6, 8, 7, 8 months ago, and many of you didn't believe it. But my elite friends had told me how that numerous times Obama had double-crossed them. Well, Obama was like a little child that had been caught with his hand in the cookie jar. You saw him. I mean, this man that has all of the charisma imaginable, he mesmerizes his audience. He could hypnotize an audience.
He was a deer in the headlights.
And all of a sudden, he is sitting there like a child with his hand in the cookie jar. And I want to tell you something, folks. He was actually scared stiff. That's the reason he did what he did in this debate last night. Why? His disobedience, his disorientation, his speechless way in that thing was a result of what I had been told. The elite literally slapped Mr. Obama in the face last week and scared the living daylights out of him. I want to name three things. There are three ways in which Obama, in the past year, has double-crossed the...
Stay there. Back in 60 seconds.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are joined by Lindsey Williams for another 30 minutes, and I know we've got callers lined up for quick questions for him. Lindsey, finish up your Obama story. I mean, he did look like he was cowed. That's actually what I said last week, is that he appeared intimidated by Romney, and I chalked it up to arrogance, used everybody groveling to him for 4 years to have a corporate vampire like Romney on him, a charming vampire, as my wife calls him. He couldn't handle it, but I know your source says that Obama's been double-crossing him. How has he been double-crossing him?
Well, the word that you used, Alex, intimidated, is the understatement of the year. Obama was literally scared stiff while he was on that platform because of what was said. And I'm going to, all of you out there now, have those pencils and paper ready. I'm going to list the three items that literally scared Mr. Obama into losing his place, being completely out of order, and not being able to keep himself. You know, Alex, it's been, let's see, the last time I had a privilege of being on your show was March the 25th. I looked it up on my calendar here a moment ago. There's been so many briefings these people have given me since then. I just have so much to tell your people. You bear with me. There's so much I'd like to say. Anyway, number one, two, and three, here they are. You remember back when the Cross-Canada pipeline was canceled? I was in touch with my elite friend just after that, and he was livid. He was so mad at what this man had done. And then it was only a few weeks after that that he said to me, he said, Chaplain, if we older elite, now please distinguish between the two. I know the men who are in their 70s and 80s. And by the way, I've been put in touch with some more here recently, Alex, but not just the one you know now. There's some others that are talking, too, who are in their 70s and 80s. Now, the younger elite have a little bit different slant on things. The older elite, if they have anything to do with it whatsoever, Mr. Folks, please catch this. If the older elite have anything to do with it, Mr. Obama will not become the next president of the United States of America. He canceled out on the Cross-Canada pipeline and literally made enemies out of all of them. Number two, now go back, please. I want you to go back and listen to that presidential debate last week.
Sure, so he did that.
Hear this. At the time, you didn't even know what you were hearing, but I knew what was going to be said. You remember the expression that Mr. Romney made about Dodd-Frank bill. Please, you cannot imagine how important that is to the elite. Obama had helped to double-cross them in the Dodd-Frank bill. You've got to go back and look this up. Number three, you notice that Mr. Romney talked about production of American oil and how that Obama would not allow that to take place in many oil pools in America. Now, this is so significant because when they create the mass chaos that they're creating in the Middle East, they must be able to come back to America at $150 a barrel for crude oil and produce it from these very fields that Mr. Obama would not let them go through with instituting during his last 4 years, and as a result, the elite are so angry over this until Romney literally scared Mr. Obama stiff.
Yeah, that's why he was freaked out. You even said that on 6 months ago, that they were mad over the pipeline and mad over those other issues, and that was the thing. Romney was there delivering Obama a message.
Oh, he sure was. He was telling him things that literally scared him stiff. Not really.
Because because Obama knew, this is amazing analysis, that these are messages he'd already been given through the grapevine, and here's Romney aggressively staring him down the whole time, telling him stuff and saying, listen, my sons lie too. Calling him son. Did you see that? It's just amazing. Well, I really concur with what your source is saying. Amazing. Well, then here's the $64 billion question. Why would Obama, who's bought and paid for by the globalists, be going against him? I think you're saying there's a fissure in the elite. Let's look at that and take phone calls straight ahead with Lindsey Williams.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Okay, we've only got Lindsey for another 12, 13 minutes. I promised to go to some calls. I may have to hold him in the next segment. We have another guest coming in studio to give us inside take on what the elite are up to as well. Again, I'm Alex Jones, your host. Thank you so much for joining us. If you want to call and get the DVD breakdown film, that Lindsay has produced, Secrets of the Elite, 888-799-6111, prophecyclub.com. Lindsay doesn't have an official website, but there's a fan site that has a lot of his material up on it, lindsaywilliams.net, or 888-799-6111 to call and get his new audio CD and DVD film, prophecyclub.com. We don't sell it, but we do endorse the research and the sources he has, because they've been proven quite accurate. I promise to go to these calls. So just in quick answers, to recap, because some stations just joined us, the three reasons the elite are mad at Obama and the message he was being sent, then what it means, briefly, that they're selling more derivatives into the market with banker bailout money, QE Unlimited. And you said 2 years ago, Middle East will go up in flames, but that's a diversion. Watch China. Since then, they've masked the ships. They admit that the new focus of the Pentagon is China. I mean, it's all happening. So your source, former CEO of a major big three oil company, is certainly getting some good intel. But just real fast, cover those points.
In 35 years, I've never been told one thing by the elite that it didn't happen exactly like they said it was going to take place. Obama was scared stiff the other day, and that's the reason he just literally stumbled all over himself. If the older elite have their way, he will not be the next president of the United States of America. And don't call me a prophet when Election Day comes around. It's just because they gave me information. Three things that they are irate over him about. The cross-Canada pipeline, and by the way, it will go through if Romney gets in. Number two, the Dodd-Frank Act will be rewritten if Romney gets in. And number three, the production of American oil. You haven't seen anything yet. There's a huge oil field under Denver, Colorado they want to open up. The Bakken field of North and South Dakota and Montana, if anybody wants a job, you better get up there quick. You've never seen the like of literally a mad rush. By the way, Liberty Rig at Prudhoe Bay, they stopped drilling temporarily. They've got to wait until they create enough mass chaos in the Middle East to get the price
Sure, they've got all the gas wells turned off or down to nothing right now, too. They're waiting. That's the word from inside. Now, again, China, what's going on with it on the radar?
China is in big, big, big trouble. Mr. Fromm, before he ever died, used the expression. He said, China is the big one. Watch China more than North and South Korea. Watch China more than Israel in the Middle East. He said, watch China. This is where the action's going to come from. China is in drastic trouble. They have riots. Can you imagine Walmart or Target without any product on the shelf marked made in China? Folks, you had better take notice to what Mr. Fromm told me back a year and a half ago before he ever died. China has already said we'll allow our currency to float from 0.5 to 1. This was on April the 14th of 2012. Anytime they want to, they can double the price of every product in Walmart and Target marked made in China. You'd better pay attention to what China is doing. Again, the Middle East, you've never seen such chaos. I've given the next nations that are going to be taken over. You know what happened in Egypt, then in Libya, and now, of course, the Muslim Brotherhood will be given all of these. This is where Mr. Obama comes in relationship to where he double-crossed the elite, because he wanted the cross. He did not want the cross-country Canadian pipeline, his elite friends.
So there's truth to that they have the deal to only buy the oil from the Arabs if they keep buying the dollar. Obama's keeping the old Kissinger deal. And you said this a couple of years ago that this would happen, and it has started. And so there is a fight. You're saying he really is double-crossing the West with the Arabs.
He positively has double-crossed them, and this was the way that my elite friend put it one day. He was so angry on the telephone, and we were talking about the cross-Canada pipeline and the American production of oil, and he sent me some emails on it. He said, Chaplain, I'm using his exact words. He said, he's a Muslim. And I said, what are you talking about? He said, in favor of his Muslim Brotherhood friends, he canceled out on the cross-Canada pipeline and double-crossed us. And he said, he can't get by with this. Folks, this is more
drastic. Yeah, but see, that's the larger globalist plan. They're going to double-cross the old American elite. By old, I mean people that still think it's a global empire, but that we run it for China and the Middle East. And they're all going to get allied. I'm telling you, the globalists are going to destroy this country. This is larger than that. Let's Let's go to phone calls as promised. Lindsay, we've got to get you back up sometime this week for another hour. We'll talk during the break about when that is, but you're on fire with this info. I've never heard you so on fire. This is the best interview we've ever done. I know you've got tons of more data that really integrates in with my intel. Brendan in Wisconsin, you're on the air with Lindsay Williams.
Hi, Alex. This is a friend of yours from down in Chantilly, and I do have something for Lindsay regarding the Elite. I was just wondering if I could shamelessly plug Prison Planet free membership giveaway tonight and matching Money Bomb donations. Is that okay?
Well, sure. Thank you, sir. I mean, do you have a question for Lindsay?
I do, and it involves price fixing as far as diesel goes. Back in 2006, when I was listening to your show, and I think you had John Williams on, and he said they're going to cease producing M3 monetary levels. And right around that time, also, the gas prices spiked. I'm sure most people remember it. And diesel, for the first time, was more expensive, being a less refined fuel, and I own a diesel, more expensive than regular gasoline. And I was wondering if that was almost like a hidden tax on all transport to further debase the currency, if he had ever heard anything about that. And then if I could plug Michael Murphy from Why in the World Are They Spraying is coming to Madison tonight, and I was going to give away a ton of memberships. So,
yeah, I don't really understand what you mean by giveaway PrisonPlanet.tv memberships, but I appreciate your call and your support, sir. We got to move quick here. Lindsay, his question about diesel.
Proportionately, gasoline and diesel will go up every month proportionally to the devaluation of the dollar of $40 billion that the Federal Reserve is pulling out of thin air and buying mortgage-backed securities. You will see a monthly depreciation, just as you saw it happen the day that he made that announcement. The gasoline did not go up. The price, your value of your currency went down.
Absolutely. And the media will never say that. It's always speculators or a refinery's out or, you know, gremlins were chewing the wiring. But that's what the speculators know when they go to QE Unlimited, that it's going to go up. So, of course, they start betting on that, which causes a lensing effect. But they're not the ones triggering it. I'm not defending speculators. It's just I'm sick of it. I'm sick of the scapegoating. Diane in California, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
Good. Do you have a question for Lindsay?
Yeah. Yes, I have a question for Lindsay. Okay. I want to know about the World War III that's being set up. Is that a maneuver to lead the nations to sign a peace agreement in a way of introducing the New World Order?
I do know that the New World Order is going to be introduced in a completely different manner than what the average American is thinking about. And that's the reason I felt such a desperate need to produce our new CD series, Secrets of the Elite, because you think that they got people, most people think they're going to bring in the New World Order one way. But no, it's the mindset of the elite until you understand it.
I know what the devil Messiah is. That's what they call it. They're taking over all the churches. They're now removing crosses. I got to get you back up this week. I know you know this, but have you heard in churches across the board, they are removing crosses now if they want the federal funds, and it's being done covertly. Consultants now run all the major churches, and they're globalist. They're Rockefeller Foundation operatives. And during the financial collapse and the wars, they're going to outlaw criticizing the Muslims first to ban free speech, and it's going to be a UN law. Am I hitting on the right area, Lindsay?
Alex, 3 years ago, please remember it back. It's in the archives of your program, The Devil's Messiah. Do you remember when I told you that they had a program that Mr. Fromm told me about?
To take the churches over.
Before Devil's Messiah program, they mentioned it by word. I gave it in detail. Now you're seeing it happen right before your eyes.
I know. Presbyterian churches all over are removing crosses. Others are doing it. I mean, I can't believe I'm in America. I mean, it's crazy. The government tells parents they can't pack lunches nationwide now. I had another article out where they said, and by the way, we're going to start telling you what to eat at home. I didn't even get to that. It's like the kids won't eat what we have at school because of what you're eating at home, and we're going to tell you what to eat at home. I mean, it's all just insane. It's authoritarianism, Lindsay, because the average
world order. And Alex, they're going to bring it in such a different manner than what the average person thinks. Someone asked me on a show the other day, they said, Chaplain, why, please tell me, why would the elite destroy their own country? Now, I lived with the elite. I know who they are. I should say I know most of them, many of them. I did not. There were very few of them that lived outside the United States of America. They said, why would they destroy their own country? I said, you folks, you don't understand. Please, I beg of you. You don't understand their mindset. The elite are not destroying their own country. They're taking over their own country. The name of the game is control. They want total control without confrontation. Folks, are you catching this? They want total control without protest, without revolution, without riots. They proved that they could do it on September the 13th. When the Federal Reserve did what they did, you must understand the New World Order is merely taking over the country, and then under their auspices, they'll bring it out the way that they want to.
And that's why they attack any protesters now or any free speech and act like someone photographing in public is the end of the world. It's all about dominating us ahead of the collapse. I'm going to say bye to you here in the break because we have another very informative and important guest coming in that ties into all this in studio, Ron Hubbard. But Lindsay, I'm going to talk to you during the break. I want to get you back on for an hour and a half later in the week because I've never heard you on fire like this, and it ties into all my research. I want to get you back on later in the week and continue with phone calls as well. We'll be right back. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, to break down how this happened, it ties into what Lindsay Williams was just talking about, who, by the way, is back with us for 2 hours on Friday. He'll be on the second and third hour, Lindsay Williams, to take your calls. I know we've got callers on hold. I'll try to get to you before the hour ends, but so much is happening. I've decided to stay here in the United States during the globalist engineered meltdown. I believe if we expose them, we may be able to back them off and they won't go all the way. That's exactly what Lindsay Williams' source said. They're testing us. And I'm trying to get people to peacefully speak out and say no, to get police to say no, we're not going to be federalized, to have the states say no. And we're starting to see some of that. But if we don't, they're going to implode things to re-engineer us. Just like the Marines tear you down before they build you back up in their image. The globalists are going to tear us down but never build us back up because their image of us is in the dirt. Now, I began to look, because I'm in Tornado Alley, for a tornado shelter, and for the price of them, they're only like, you know, a foot underground or whatever. They're not good for radiological events, biological events, chemical events. You bury them 10 feet under the ground, well, then you're really protected, because I live on 9 acres, to be technical, or I guess about 9.5, outside Austin, Texas. And I've started looking, and I found Atlas Shelters. And they're not a sponsor yet, but I'm trying to get them as one. That the real reason this is happening is I'm shopping around for an underground bomb shelter that doubles as a tornado shelter because I'm in Tornado Alley. I mean, they hit us all the time. Kind of ends at about Austin, but you know, killed 30-something people in Jarrell. It's crazy. And this is a short segment, but Ron Hubbard has been one of the pioneers in the big, pretty ornate steel doors you see on fancy houses. And he's the big name on national TV shows, you name it, with I don't call them luxury, but you know, beautiful. In fact, I don't mean to turn this into a plug for his stuff. I've just got him on to talk about it. But the reason he's here is to talk about the fact that he's selling out of these things. He's building them as fast as he can. Big ones, little ones, you name it. Sold out of the big ones. He was on, got rid of all, you know, of his brochures, you name it. But the point is, he was on the TV show just a week or so ago. With us and got a huge response. But the reason I've got him here in Texas, because he lives here in Texas part of the time, he's out in California, he is a Texan, is because I'm looking at one and trying to get him out to my house because it's rock out there to see about putting one in. So I thought, why not do an interview about this and see if TV viewers are interested like I am. And that is indeed what happened. People went crazy over it. Now, we're about to go to break here. Long segments coming up. Ron Hubbard of Atlas Shelters, atlassurvivalshelters.com is the website. And again, we can show his site and kind of show people what he does inside of these. But you were confirming what a lot of our other expert guests, like Joel Skousen, who's, you know, the best-selling author of The Secure Home and the rest of it, He is saying that it's the elites building them under their houses. They want them where they're not known, like in Denver and places, and that there's a huge upsurge the last year. So whatever's coming, financial war, Planet Keebler, you know, I mean, whatever it is, 2012, which I don't believe in, something's going on. To briefly tell us, and thanks for coming in, I know you won't talk about your customers, but, you know, obviously government, rich people, you were telling me off air it's exploded. Why are they telling you they're doing this?
Well, if you ask 10 different people, you're going to get 10 different answers. But the answer that I seem to get that I kind of buy into is coming from scientists. They believe that solar flares and radiation showers are going to be coming in towards the end of the year, and sitting there listening to them at Scientifica, I've kind of bought into that. Plus, I don't trust our government. I don't like what's going on out there, and I'm just prepared for anything. So that's why I call them an all.
And I know you're nervous about this. You didn't even want to come on air. I twisted your arm into TV. I mean, are you glad you came in? Because you've done stuff for Discovery Channel and, you know, all those big shows. But, I mean, here you are live now. So don't be nervous.
You put me on the spot.
No, but thanks for coming in. I mean, I know you were going to be in South Texas, so thanks for flying here.
I appreciate it.
No, it's just that, I mean, so they're telling you for that reason. Why else are they telling you?
People buy shelters because they want to be secure. They want some safety. If you buy insurance in case you're going to have an accident, you have the peace of mind. People are buying shelters because they want peace of mind. If something happened right now and you had to go underground for 14 days, where would you go, Alex? You don't have an answer to that, do you?
No.
So there's going to be the haves and the have-nots. The people we always hear about, zombies out there, well, those are the people that don't have shelters, don't have food, don't have water, okay? Well, the people that have the shelters are the non-zombies. These are the people that are going to be the survivors.
All right, stay there and break this down when we come back. The difference between a tornado shelter and a bomb shelter, a fallout shelter like the types you have. And again, the fact that the elite are buying these as fast as you can make them. Why is that happening? I mean, all I know is they're doing it from all my sources. So that's just another intel indicator. Why do they have regular army running checkpoints all over the country right now? Well, they say they're getting ready to hit Iran. I don't know if that's the case. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Gentlemen, we are back live, and I'm here Monday through Friday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern on over 120 AM and FM stations, simulcast on XM 166, streaming audio and video at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, as well as PrisonPlanet.tv. We use the InfoWar to fight back against the globalists trying to set up their prison planet. Now, again, I did drag Ron in there. That's why I was thanking him earlier. He thought I was saying that he wasn't doing a good job. He said no to Jay Leno's show. He's on Storage Wars, Doomsday Preppers. He's got shows coming out on Decoded, Shipping Wars. Why are you, of all the manufacturers, I guess you're the biggest and most, why are you so hot? I mean, you're telling me about how many TV shows, you name it, are trying to get you on. And how was I able to get you in here? I guess because I'm going to buy a shelter.
Well, I like you, first of all, and I listen to you. But the reason I'm popular right now is because I took what is conceived as a bomb shelter, which is something doom and gloom, and I've turned it into nicer and most apartments. It's like a home down there. So people that are buying them, I'm trying to convince them that the shelter is not only an emergency shelter, but it's a place that you can use as a retreat, a cabin, a second home.
It's always cool if it's below 7 feet under the ground.
It's 10 feet underground. It stays around 65 degrees. It's nice. It's climate controlled. And it's enjoyable. And they're not claustrophobic. They're quite roomy down there.
Well, I'm going to try to get one of the big roomy ones. But by the way, we crashed your website. We've got it up on a version that we haven't refreshed or it's crashed. AtlasSurvivalShelters.com has crashed. You ever had your website crash before?
No, that's the first time.
I warned you. I said, now listen, you go on the TV, that's seen by hundreds of thousands. This is 3 million listeners right now. Yeah. So they crash people's websites. Man, I had so many questions to get into here. When you deal with mainstream television, I know sometimes they try to make a joke out of it, but the military's digging in, the establishment's buying. Did you see where they've now bought 1.6 million bullets?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I saw that.
What do you think's going on with that?
Well, they apparently know. You know what? It's, our government is building shelters for itself, and they're not building shelters for us. And they know something that other governments know, but they're taking care of their citizens. Russia's building 6,000 bomb shelters. America's building bomb shelters, but they're not telling the public that they're building bomb shelters for us.
That's right. Switzerland and Russia and every other country, they build them for their people, and they're very nice and have two-year supplies and things in them, in the case of Switzerland, and the government gives them hand grenades, rocket launchers, and machine guns by law, you know, in these bunkers. They got to have machine guns at home. Here, though, our fallout shelter, tell folks about that. The government designates the underground parking garages.
Well, if you get a shelter, if you're interested in buying a shelter, okay, and you buy a shelter from a company that's registered with the Department of Defense, as I tried to years ago, this is how I ended in the business. You have to register with the government to get a permit for the shelter. And I'm like, well, this is who I'm trying to protect myself from in case our government does go corrupt. I don't want
to. So that's how you went from being a big manufacturer of steel doors that you still do into these because you couldn't get one yourself.
Well, I could get one myself, but you got to register and get a permit with the government. Well, then the government knows where all the caches of food is. I don't want them to know about it. So I make shelters and I'm out. Register with the Department of Defense. So when I do a shelter, nobody's going to know about it but you and me.
What if somebody wants to pull up with their own 18-wheeler, buy one, and then you don't even know where it goes?
I actually don't keep a record of where they go. If somebody came and put a gun to my head right now and said, where are all the shelters? I honestly couldn't tell them to save my life.
How many do you install versus how many just roll off into the mist?
Some people put in their own shelters and I never see or hear from the people again. Other people want me to fly a contractor out there to install and hook up all the septic and water tanks and the plumbing, the electrical, the cameras.
How many years ago did you start looking for a shelter and then get into the business?
4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah, and then again, what then spurred you as a successful businessman and builder to want to get one yourself?
Just first of all, the concrete shelters are $2, $3 million. And I don't have $2, $3 million to spend on a shelter. So the other shelters I went and looked at, they were basically just boxes buried 2 feet underground. But in the summer here in Texas, it's 106 degrees. You go down there, you're 2 feet under the surface. Well, it's 110 degrees down there. You'll cook. At best, it's a tornado shelter. So the best shelters I found are the deeper. The deeper you go, the better off you are. So I try to at least get all my shelters 10 feet deep so I could control the climate. Plus, they're blast proof. If you have a 1 megaton bomb go off a mile in the air and you're at ground zero in one of my shelters, the way it's designed, you're supposed to survive that.
Man, for folks that don't know, they detonate the hydrogen bombs at about a half mile to a mile to have a large radius flashpoint. People say, well, what if they drop the bomb on me? The point is, that's why shelters protect you. They don't drop the hydrogen or atomic bombs at ground zero because it doesn't have one-tenth the kill radius.
No, they detonate them at a mile altitude.
If they're bombing Iranian nuke bunkers, they will be bunker busting. Yeah, those will go in.
Those will be ground level. And that will not be inhabited for a long time.
Yeah, it will release. And for those that don't know, it will then all the metal in the ground will then throw off horrible isotopes, which will make Fukushima look like a cakewalk.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, side issue. That's why I want my bunker. In fact, unfortunately, I'm running out of time here.
Yeah.
Anyways, well, you going to have time to go out to my house?
There's enough time before the end of the year to get a shelter if you're really interested in one.
Well, I mean, look, they may hit Iran after that, whatever. The world's just so crazy. If the government's buying bunkers and 1.6 million rounds of ammo.
Our government's done. We're prepared. Our government's got the bunkers in. They stopped buying up the air filtration systems months ago.
Yeah, you were telling me that a year or so ago.
You couldn't get the air. Yeah, you couldn't get the air. Government's buying them up. Now you can get the air system, so they're prepared. So now they're getting the food. They bought a billion rations of food. They're buying all this. They're buying all the ammunition.
I don't think it's 2012, bro. They're getting ready for World War III.
Well, I've always known that Israel needs to take care of Iran. And if they don't, we got to do something. And the reprisals is going to be hell to pay. So
But, I mean, if Iran gets a nuke, Israel's got 400 of them. I mean they've got anti-missile systems. I mean, why start the war? Secretary of Defense, former Secretary of Defense Gates says we shouldn't do that, says it'll be a catastrophe.
We have to. We have to eliminate the threat. If Obama doesn't do it, Romney will, if he's elected.
Do you think then the threat goes down if Romney gets elected?
Well,
I think it goes up.
Iran has to be dealt with. There's no ifs, ands, or buts around it. We got to deal with him.
Well, I know this.
Deal with him now or deal with him once they got the nuke?
If I wasn't, look. All I know is that why does Iran keep saying rhetoric like they're going to blow this and that up? I mean, it's like asking for it.
Well, that's how crazy they are over there.
Well, about 75% of their people in international polls are actually pro-America. They hate their government.
I know.
Now they're going to hate us.
You don't see the ones with the money and the concern. You know, actually, there's a good market for me in Iran, but I can't build shelters in Israel and sell them to Iran. So the only place I can build shelters over there is in Jordan, and then I can sell them to Iran and Israel.
That's right. You were telling me huge operations now with Israel.
I'm working on it right now.
Yeah,
those people really have something to fear. They that's going to be a good market. But I don't think there's time for me to get in there right now.
That's what you told me on the phone, yeah.
It's too late. I've told them I think it's too late. The bombs will be flying before I can get over there and get set by December.
And just since I've been twiddling my thumbs the last 2 weeks, you sold out all the big ones. How long till you can make me one of the big ones?
Since you're special, I'll get you one before the end of the year. But if people don't get their orders in now, it's going to be tough to... And I can't guarantee I can get everybody.
I just can't believe that we've legitimately got to talk about this.
I know, isn't it?
I mean, I'm getting to the point where my wife's like, we got to have a bomb shelter. I mean, you know.
The people that come in scare me now because they all, you know, some have got these crazy ideas, but it's the ones that are legitimate that are in the military and that are scientists that they tell me the reasons why. And I go, you know what? You just scared me. And they give me little bumps on my arm. It's like, you know what? I thought I was doing something that was, hopefully I never need it, but you really make me feel like I'm going to need this sooner than later. I hope I never have to use the shelter other than the hunting cabin I'm using it for now. But we'll find out soon.
Well, that's the thing. It is like a second home or an addition because when it is below 7 feet, you bury them at 20 feet, so the top's 10 feet.
Yeah.
I mean, it goes, what's it called, the thermal line.
The thermal break.
Yeah. So it stays about 65 degrees?
Like a wine cellar. That's why wine cellars are buried like that. They keep the wine at that constant temperature, and that's the same with the shelters. As long as the air is moving, you'll maintain 65-degree temperature or thereabout.
And these are less than one-tenth one of the big concrete shelters.
Oh, yeah, those concrete shelters.
Well, hopefully your site goes back up so people can look at them, atlassurvivalshelters.com.
Do make sure they click on the shelter models because it seems like my website's been, I've been told it's hard to navigate, but on the homepage, there's really good pictures.
No, it's not hard to navigate. It's just big.
Well, there's...
That's why I call it.
I have over 1,000 pictures on my website. I don't leave any imagination to the mind. I show how they're installed. I show the septic systems, the battery systems, the generators, the air filtration systems, blast hatches, escape.
Well, that was why I ended up getting a hold of you because I always search out the research and reviews say is the best, and you're the guy that builds something that's really livable, not a death trap. I mean, if nukes go off and you got to stay in there a month and a half, nobody's staying in some little storm shelter for a month and a half.
It's nicer than an RV. It's 10 feet wide in there. You've got over 7-foot ceilings. It doesn't feel like a box.
Guys, I know we saved some of the site, luckily, before it went down. Can you put some of those up? Some of those graphics we've got just showing the different designs.
Look at the pictures, all the families.
Where you bury it under the house.
In there.
Now, continuing with this. So how many of these can you manufacture a day?
If I really ramp it up, 2 or 3 a day. I'm ramping it up right now. I'll just put it that way. I can't tell you how many are in the ground, where they're at. I mean, that's confidential. I wouldn't even tell you. It's just... I just hope I can meet the demand.
And all this because you're a successful builder and you wanted one and they wanted to register you to get one.
Well, that was part of the reason, but there was other features. They only had one way in and one way out. Well, my shelters have one way in and two ways out. They have a back door. They have an escape tunnel that if somebody found your hatch and tried to block you, you could go out through a tunnel that comes out through the back of the shelter and comes up underground through what's called a reverse hatch that opens down, and then you could dig your way up to the surface. So I wanted a way to escape if I got trapped by...
Well, that's why I actually went to you is that... I want to be able to defend it. And I know you have camera systems, you name it. But then there's also the fact, as you said, the escape hatch goes to where they don't know because there's a foot or so of dirt and grass. I mean, that's totally concealable.
And if you ever use that, unfortunately, somebody's fighting for the life. You know, it may be you, it may be them. But you, it gives you a chance to defend yourself or escape if somebody found your hatch and was trying to break into it. Now, the other thing, if somebody found the hatch, between the hatch and the living quarters, there's a room, this airtight room. I call it the decontamination room. It's not truly a decontamination room where you go down there and undress and get all the germs off and go through an air vent. It's actually it's an airlock between the blast hatch and the living quarters. So if you had to run a generator down there, you could. Or if you had dogs and they were going all over the place, you can put them in that room. See, that's another thing. Where are you going to bring your dogs? If you have to go down, you're going to leave your dogs up top? Well, I have dogs. I want to bring my dogs down. So I wanted to have a room where the dogs could live. And when they're pooping all over the place, I can close the door and it's airtight. I don't have to smell their, you know what. So I added the decontamination room, and I added the escape tunnel to the basic living quarters, and then I wanted storage, lots of storage. So I put 3 feet of storage underneath the floor. So when you're living in the shelter, you're not living among a bunch of boxes and water bottles and whatever. Everything is under the floor, and it stays clean up top. So I like that.
I like it, too. That's why. So what happens? I guess you give them the specs. It gets shipped out here, and then I happen to have to blast because of the Texas ground, the limestone.
I've got 12 standard models of shelters, anywhere from 20 feet up to 51 feet, anywhere from $35,000 up to $86,000, which is my 51-footer. But another thing that's neat about the shelters, as you saw, they have a master bedroom on one end. You got a 22-foot den in the middle with a kitchen. Then you got private guest quarters, and then you got a private bathroom. So it feels more like a manufactured house than a pipe that I've turned into a bomb shelter.
And you also found from the studies, this is the government-certified type of metal. That way it's found even in blast. It moves. It's one of the strongest structures out there.
I'm using galvanized corrugated pipe, the same stuff that runs under the highways. Now, the engineer's testing shows that it's rated up to 42 feet of dirt cover. It's got up to a 200-year lifespan. But if you put it
somewhere, and this system was what they used in the nuke testing. Tell me about that.
Oak Ridge Laboratories in 1948 to 52, I believe it was doing the nuke testing out in the Nevada desert. Well, they had to crawl in something, so they buried galvanized culvert pipe, and they went down there and set off the nukes. So as the ground slap came through, the shelter moved, but it's designed for earthquakes and movement. That's why they're designed the way they are. So they said, hey, this would make a great shelter. So they just took it, and they just put it underground. You crawl in the pipe. Well, I had the idea of just go ahead and put in the floors, laminate them, put removable centerboard so you can put your food under the floor, put bunk beds in there, and then I started fancying them up. I say, you know what? If I'm going to use this on the weekends, I don't want to sleep with a bunch of other people. So I put a master bedroom on one side with a door and put the
bunk. Well, here's my thinking. Here's my thinking for it. Let's say there's a 20% chance there's going to be nuclear fallout from blowing up those reactors, which they admit when they blow the reactors up, it's going to make in Chernobyl and all of it with Fukushima look like child's play. And our media just raises the radiation level and says what's safe now. I've actually looked, because I love my daughters and my son, to sending my wife for a year to the Southern Hemisphere. And I guess I'm just going to take one for the team and stay here. Cancer rates will go up. I've had nuclear physicists on, especially if you get a hot particle. That stuff blows around and around the world. That's why the Northern Hemisphere has more than doubled the radiation because of nuclear testing in the Northern Hemisphere in the last 60 years. So my issue is, especially in that first month, do I send them, get them on a plane and send them to the Southern Hemisphere? I guess something like Chile is what we're looking at. I'm serious. Chile's about the best in South America. Do I send my wife and kids to Chile, try to talk some family with going with them so I can stay here?
How are you
going to
get them back?
Or do I, for a month, we go into the bunker? I mean, at least put them in there and they can, you know, because, I mean, it's serious. This is not a joke. But let's say it's more than 20% chance it's going to happen. My issue is, down the road, I sell my little farmhouse and everything. I see this as a major improvement with all sorts of folks that want a concealed blast-proof bunker that's fully livable. I mean, I just see it as a win-win-win, and I've decided to pull the trigger.
Well, it's a long-term investment. Whether you use it or not, the shelter's going to last for many, many generations. So I think everyone that listens to your show would agree that something's coming down the highway one day. Have you ever asked them, do you think America will be here in 100 years? What's your thought on that? I mean, I get asked that, and I'm like, Well, I sure hope it is.
I don't know. I just got guns, horrible food, and all the rest of it, and I'm drinking my own Kool-Aid here. I mean, look, I've got life insurance, too, even though there probably won't be banks if it all collapses.
Well, your shelter is your new life insurance. It's the kind of life, that's the kind of life insurance if you die, your family's taken care of. This is the kind of life insurance that keeps your family alive and you.
No, I know. But, I mean, I'm just here because it's interesting radio. I mean, again, I said, hey, let's have you on TV so you can answer my questions on air. You know, kind of kill two birds with one stone. I do that a lot. I promote whatever I'm looking at, whatever I think's interesting. And now you're here on this show. I just, once you're off, there's going to be 100 questions that I had remembered I wanted to ask you, thinking about you coming into town. But here you are.
The question I get asked the most, how long can I live in your shelter? Well, how long can you live in your house? As long as the food and the water last, you can live in the shelter. And how claustrophobic is it? It's much more roomier than an RV. If you're living in an RV, those are, what, 7.5, 8 feet wide? Well, this is 10 feet wide. How long do I need to live down there if a bomb goes off? Well, it depends what kind of bomb.
Answer those questions when we come back. And the website's down, folks, but 855-4-BUNKERS is the number. Our guest. It's funny. I gave the number out. The website's down. AtlasSurvivalShelters.com. And his phone started ringing off the hook. He's got it forwarded. You're the guy, even though you have a pretty big company, you field almost all the phone calls, even when you're out of town. So when people call 855-4-BUNKERS, 855-4-BUNKERS, you can answer their questions. But don't call too much, folks, because I've got questions. How long are you in Texas?
I'll be here till tomorrow. Now I'm heading back to California.
You're here in Austin till tomorrow. Well, yeah. I mean, tonight's, I guess, the night. I probably need to get you out to my house.
But
I've got a creek that runs through my property. And you were saying, well, I mean, the house is built on one side. And I guess that is the only issue is you don't want to build where it's a floodplain.
The concern is the water table. You can't put a shelter in a water table. So since we dig a 21-foot hole and we put 12 inches of crushed gravel on the bottom for kind of like a leach field, and then we put the shelter in, then 10 foot of dirt on top of it. We got to be able to dig down 21 feet, not hit a water table. Otherwise, you're going to have to go to what's called a watertight shelter, which I make those as well, but those are made out of smooth steel. See, watertight is like a submarine. Submarine's watertight. You can submerge it and it won't leak. The galvanized corrugated pipe, those are what's called waterproof. That means you can get them wet, but they're not watertight. So if you submerge them, you could sprout some leaks. So when I have the pipe rolled from the manufacturer, I'm probably the only person that does this, I have them squirt silicone in the joints. So it's waterproof as I can. So I'm trying to make it watertight. But if you put it where water's going to creak in, you can sprout a leak in a corrugated pipe shelter. So.
Yeah, that's why we have to have it looked at. I've also thought about just somewhere in the area buying another little piece of property that's high and then putting it in there.
Well, you could...
That's what we looked at, because talking to Joel Scales and other experts, they said, well, if you have to live closer into the city, then you've got a place that's really rural, and then that's where you put your hidden stuff. But then I'm concerned about getting there if all Hades breaks loose.
Well, I mean, you can get there by bike or you can walk. I mean, you got to have a bug-out plan. And yeah. I'm sure your house isn't that far from where we're at right now, so you can make it. I mean, a person can walk 40, 50 miles a day easy. It's just when you know something bad is happening, you need to get to that shelter quick before the civil unrest starts, which it will be within 48, 72 hours.
Now, I'm about 20 miles outside town.
You can walk 20 miles.
I know, but my issue is if there's not a place there to stick one of these, then, you know, my issue is, do I get a little piece of property in a farmhouse even further out in the middle of nowhere? Because they say you want to be off the main roads, and I'm pretty close to a main road, but then I guess I could bury a shelter out there, because if you're in a...
Well, I'd put you in one of my prepper communities that I'm starting, but I don't have one near Austin right now because of the limestone is so hard to dig in. So I'm looking towards West Texas, where I can dig deep.
You've already got one in what, Arizona?
Arizona.
You won't say where?
No, I can't tell anybody. You'd have to buy a shelter, then you'd have to be taken there by blindfold. And if you don't want to be part of it, you're not going to even know where it is to get back to it. You got to leave your cell phone, so there's no way to track it. I'm protecting the secrecy of my customers. There's no way I'm going to...
You're an interesting guy. I got to get... Wow, man, I tell you. Briefly, because we said we'd answer, and this hour is almost over, Mr. Hubbard, get into blast. I mean, generally, what is it, about a month and a half with the average hydrogen bomb that goes off that you need to stay underground?
No, there's this 10-7 rule that every 7 hours, 90% of the fallout is gone. So in 49 hours, 99% of the fallout is gone. So people say, how long do I got to stay underground? Is it 2 weeks? Well, if the fallout is 99% evaporated, you can come out in 2 days. I mean, Hiroshima is inhabitable. Nagasaki is inhabitable today because it was an airburst. So the fallout that went with the prevailing winds went out to sea, as far as I know. And the people started living there right afterwards, immediately. So it depends on the type of bomb that goes off. It depends on what you can do.
All right. Well, I got a lot of questions for you. I got to go shoot the nightly news. I've got another guest on. I'll try to get you on that one. Thank you so much for spending time with us.
You're welcome.
Wow.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.